What if everything you've been taught about God is fundamentally wrong? In 1990, during a moment of profound desperation, Neil Donald Walsh scribbled an angry letter to God and, to his astonishment, received an answer through his own hand. This extraordinary exchange became Conversations with God, a spiritual phenomenon that has sold over 10 million copies worldwide. The core message was startling in its simplicity. Humanity has misunderstood the divine for millennia. What God said distills this radical spiritual reimagining into its essential wisdom, a perspective that challenges virtually everything conventional religions have taught for centuries. The divine message is clear: you've got me all wrong. This isn't just another spiritual text, it's an invitation to completely reconsider our relationship with the divine and with each other. The implications are revolutionary, offering a path to transform not just individual lives, but our entire approach to existence. At the heart of this spiritual revolution lies a profound truth. We are all one, literally, not metaphorically. We are individuations of the divine, like waves expressing the ocean. This reality transforms our understanding of existence. No separation exists between us and God, or between us and others. The common religious teaching that we are separate from the divine is false. We are divine beings having a human experience. Our world systems fail because they're built on separation theology, the belief we are separate from God and each other. This creates a cascade. Separation cosmology leads to separation psychology, producing separation sociology, causing our collective suffering. Five fallacies trap us: believing we're separate from God and each other, embracing scarcity thinking, assuming we must compete for resources, thinking some people are better than others, and accepting violence to resolve differences. Imagine addressing climate change, poverty, or conflict, understanding that harming others literally harms ourselves. The solution requires a complete paradigm shift in how we see ourselves and each other. Walsh's conversations radically challenge fundamental misconceptions about God that have caused immense suffering throughout history. The first error suggests God needs something from us, contradicting the concept that God is everything. If God truly is everything, how could God need anything? Removing this idea undermines the foundation of most world religions. The second fallacy claims God can fail to get what he needs, forming the basis for theologies where divine reactions stem from not receiving obedience or honor. The third fallacy asserts God separated us because we haven't given him what he needs, an explanation we created for our perceived separation. The fourth fallacy is particularly strange. Despite separating us, God still requires us to meet his needs from our separated position. The most damaging fallacy: God will destroy you if you don't meet his requirements, condemning failures to eternal suffering. These primitive notions of deity mirror dysfunctional human relationships. Perhaps what we don't understand is that God is not separate from us, but is us, expressed in individual form. Life was designed for joy. Despite appearances, we were meant for happiness, and even the content can become happier than God. Spiritual masters understand a formula for happiness that progresses through three levels of awareness: hope, faith, and knowing. Hope initiates positive actions and generates enthusiasm, yet contains uncertainty, wishfulness rather than certainty. While hope feels good, doubt remains. Faith brings us closer to awareness's center. Unlike hope's wondering, faith involves feeling sure something will happen. Faith has 10 times more manifestation power, drawing outcomes from what Deepak Chopra calls the field of infinite possibilities. Knowing is the most powerful state, where peace, joy, and serenity reside. This isn't about feeling sure, but being positive. The initiate has hope, the student has faith, the master has knowing. I've progressed from hoping things would work out, to having faith they would, to simply knowing all outcomes serve the highest good, even when they didn't match my expectations. This awareness shift transformed my relationship with life. Most of us follow a have-do paradigm, believing we must first have things to do what we want, which then allows us to be fulfilled. This keeps us waiting for external circumstances to change. The be-do-have paradigm reverses this equation. First, be happy, peaceful, or content. Then do things from this state, which brings what you want to have. This principle works through giving. Want something you lack? Help another experience it. This reveals you as the source, not the seeker. Choose happiness? Make another happy. Choose prosperity? Help another prosper. I've tested this consistently. When financially constrained, I was generous with what little I had, and abundance began flowing. When feeling unloved, I gave love freely and found myself surrounded by affection. The key is giving without calculation. This isn't magical thinking, but a practical approach recognizing that outward experiences reflect our inner state. By changing who we're being, we transform what we experience. Holistic living means experiencing our whole self, interacting completely with others, rather than fragments engaging with fragments. Those moments of oneness your ego sees as threats to your separate identity. This path rests on three pillars: honesty, awareness, and responsibility. Living by these eliminates self-anger. True honesty requires extraordinary courage, telling the truth regardless of consequences. Honesty ain't for sissies. When did you last honestly confront your motivations and fears? Awareness is a state of being that becomes a state of mind. With full awareness, we naturally embrace honesty. It means sensing others' experiences, especially those we stimulate, and absorbing the present moment, hearing both what people say and feel. Taking full responsibility for everything in our lives is transformative. Conversations with God teaches there are no victims or villains. We're responsible for everything happening to and through us. The Master sees these pillars not as burdens, but as gems, opportunities to fully engage with life's richness. What if everything you're experiencing, struggles, triumphs, pain, joy, is part of an elaborate illusion designed to help you remember who you truly are? This perspective places your experiences in a larger, more meaningful context. The 10 illusions of humans create our experiential contextual field. The first illusion, that need exists, forms creation's foundation. Though as divine beings we need nothing, this illusion enables us to experience creation's joy. The illusion that failure exists impacts us deeply. Yet failing is the only thing you can fail to do. Every experience produces forward motion on our soul's journey, not growth, but remembering what we've always been. The law of opposites explains why obstacles appear after choosing a path. Life creates contrast to form a contextual field where we can experience our choosing. When darkness comes, we can see it as an opportunity to know ourselves as light. Understanding these illusions transforms how we perceive challenges. Everything, from difficult colleagues to financial setbacks, serves the soul's agenda of self-realization. When we recognize life as a divine illusion, not fake, but a temporary construction serving our spiritual evolution, we can embrace both joys and sorrows with equal gratitude.